100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, morning everyone. Happy Wednesday.
Hump day.
Wow, yes, it certainly is. How are you today?
I'm researching because I want to try and prove myself right and you wrong later on, Crevo.
Oh, fair enough.
Yes, yeah, so I've got a conspiracy theory I'm trying to prove, so I'm trying to get the most stuff I can to prove it to you.
Hey, that's the sort of thing, you see. You have to do a lot of work to try and prove me wrong.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Try being the operative word. It'll be a try.
And at the end of it, it goes with me saying, sit down, you're wrong.
That in itself isn't proof.
I know.
But good luck with all that searching.
I'm nothing if not argumentative, Kruber. You know this about me.
That is true.
Yes.
See, there's something you've done right that's true.
Oh, thanks. I'll take that in stride.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, how was your night last night? What'd you do?
So after here, I worked at the shop.
Mm.
And then it was pretty nice, actually.
What do you mean it's nice?
It was just a nice evening.
Okay.
We had a roast chicken.
Oh,
which was lovely.
Now you're
talking. I didn't cook it.
Wait,
which is even better.
I had chicken too. From Costco. Roasted.
Hold the phone.
Oh my God. Eat the same dinners.
Something in the water, hey?
Yeah, Tuesday's chicken night. Taco Tuesdays, no more.
We're coming into sync, you and I.
Yes. Oh my God.
Our chickens are sinking.
And the type too. Oh my God.
There's something about that.
I could have had chicken nuggets, but instead it was a rotisserie chicken.
There you go.
Back cheese handbag.
That is something strange that's going on in the universe. You and I are becoming more and more in sync.
With chicken.
Only that.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Couldn't be any clearer.
Oh God.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, you know those BYD electric cars? You've
yes.
seen them around town, yeah?
Yeah, Build Your Dreams, I think the brand is called.
Yeah, so they've got this new... Well, they've just announced this new charging technology.
Oh.
You can charge the whole battery...
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Stop. Can we employ that with, like, our phones? Because my iPhone takes forever to charge.
So, yesterday I had to fill up the courtesy bus, a.k.a. my car...
yeah.
..at the servo down the road here in Sandgate.
Yeah.
It took 5 minutes. Like, it was a full tank plus paying or whatever.
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah, that's right.
That is one of the big, like, challenges and things stopping people from getting, like, electric cars, especially for long road trips and stuff, is that recharging.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes is crazy.
Okay, so they've worked it out, clearly.
Well, that's what they're saying. This is the announcement. They've got something called lithium-ion blade battery technology.
I haven't heard of that.
Neither have I. Mm. Who knows how they're doing it, but there's some smart people in rooms figuring it out, that's for sure.
Just reminds me of, you know, the old-fashioned TV show, Beyblades. As you say, lithium-ion battery blades. Like, Beyblade, let it rip. No?
I vaguely remember them, but...
Beyblades are better than cars, just saying. Big claim.
I know you said it's probably the same technology, and maybe it is.
Yeah. Well... Beyblades spin fast.
Maybe that's
where they got the idea.
It's possible.
Maybe there's Beyblades in the engine. We don't know.
Have you cracked it?
I have no idea, but I may have.
I reckon they probably want to keep that confidential, but I think you might have figured out their system.
Blown it wide open.
Yeah, how good's that? Ari, the technologist, I always knew you had it in you.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, morning, Bree. How are you, first of all?
I'm good, guys. How are we feeling? Refreshed?
Yeah,
pretty
good.
Oh, for a hump day, yeah.
Pretty fresh for a Wednesday.
Feels more of a peak than a low, I reckon.
I think so.
That's a win always.
Usually it's slump day for me, Bree. That's my nickname for it.
I'm going to use that now. Yeah. I love that.
No, I don't. We're a positive vibes show in here.
Today we are.
Yeah. Now, look, news a little serious on the serious side here with a terrible incident with a learner driver. What's happened there?
Yeah, so news has come out that at 9 p.m. last night, a learner driver has died in a horror crash on John Renshaw Drive at Black Hill. Yeah, so the driver, so it was in a Holden Commodore and a Ute have collided, and sadly it did kill a 17-year-old boy, learner driver at the scene. He also had a passenger in the back, another 17-year-old boy who's in a critical condition. He had to be flown to Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital.
Wow.
Yeah, it's terrible stuff and not something that you want to wake up to and read the news and find out about that. So definitely feeling for all the family involved with that.
Yeah, just be careful on our roads, guys. That's the takeaway here.
Was there a, do you know, and it's fine if you don't, but was there a fully licensed driver in the car at all?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming it would have been a parent because they were, in their 50s. And she was also injured herself, but nowhere near as bad as, obviously, these two boys.
Usually it's the other way around, isn't it, when we hear about accidents? It's usually the passengers that suffer the most. Yeah, interesting.
Often away. God, that's terrible news.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let's move on a little bit here. Something a little bit lighter. Something to do with Newcastle Council approving some new nightlife laws or something? Regulations?
Yeah, that's right. So at last night's Newcastle Council meeting, all the councillors supported a motion to hold a public briefing among the councillors and also with the public. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to be talking with the public and having on exhibition about the latest developments and also initiatives for the Newcastle City on their nighttime economy.
Okay.
So it's going to, hopefully, they're hoping to explore potential for special entertainment precincts across the city. So pretty big for the nightlife there.
So more like more concerts maybe?
Yeah.
More
I think so. Party? So what they're going to do is create these little hubs. Yeah, more concerts, hopefully extending licenses for bars to be able to open a bit later.
Oh, great.
You know, more events in the city to really drive that economy through the roof, more opportunity for the people in Newcastle to...
Business owners.
Yeah, business owners to come out. But they're also going to be talking about the constraints. So that'll be where, you know, your residents will have a say because... it's going to be probably impacting them the most.
Yeah, the noise levels and things, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And Newcastle, don't forget, we were the first ones to have the lockout laws. Mm. So this is a long time sort of reversal of that, it seems, but maybe trying to figure out a way to do it smarter this time around.
Yeah.
And also because, you know, we haven't had as many festivals over the past couple of years. They've sort of been cancelled. Yeah. So, yeah, it could be interesting. Could be good for the economy.
Oh, I think so. And I think you got to have a vibrant nightlife to have a proper city. So,
yeah, you do.
Fingers crossed that all comes together and they can figure out a smarter way of doing it.
UFM. The Novos.
I seen / heard about this story yesterday and it's the best thing I've heard all year so far. We've had the first potential sighting of the Loch Ness Monster for 2025.
Oh,
how
my God.
Good is this? I love stories about the Loch Ness Monster. Did you ever see The Water Horse? Which was about the Loch Ness Monster.
What is it, a movie?
Yeah,
or?
It's a movie. It's so good, actually.
Obviously not a documentary.
Honestly, I want the Loch Ness Monster as a best friend. So footage has appeared, / also photographs as well, just recently, the past couple of months, of what appears to be in, like, Loch Ness or whatever it's called, of a being or a creature resembling Nessie. So this is very exciting. So there's a photo, for example, of a black mass which appears to be like part of Nessie's body. It looks like either the belly or the back.
See, I'm usually a bit on the skeptical side.
But I've also seen footage. It was on Channel 9 yesterday morning as well.
I've just pulled up that footage.
Yeah, I'm watching it too as we speak.
That looks very, very convincing.
It does. Like, yeah, some of it's a bit blurry, but then you've got other like really normal kind of clear pictures of what appears to be a body coming up to the surface and kind of rolling around on the surface and then like a fin or two. So, it, not like a fin, like a dorsal fin, like from a dolphin, but it looks like,
like a flipper from a turtle is what it looks like.
Yeah, kind of, but like really
this
silky.
Is a really big turtle. Is this a turtle?
A very elongated kind of long body. Yeah.
Is it a long turtle?
It's not a long turtle. Oh, my goodness me. No, but then there's like footage of like it doing like a jump out of the water like what a whale does as well. Yeah. Anyway, so there's been over 1,000 sightings recorded since the years of 1930.
Okay. Right? So this is number 1,000. That's amazing.
No, over 1,000. Oh, so 1,300 at this point.
Right.
In like 100 years. So there have been sightings. And now the research centre out at Loch Ness, they're now
there's
looking...
There's a research centre there?
Yeah, research slash museum slash whatever, right, like a tourist area. They're now looking to hire a full-time monster hunter. So in other words, a skipper or two that can go out on the lake and just...
like a rowboat?
No, it's an actual, like, nice boat.
Okay.
Like a fisherman's boat, in a way.
Yeah.
To actually go and do patrols around the lake to
looking for Nessie.
Yeah, that's right. And in the past, there's been sonar, there's been drones go up as of last year trying to make more sightings of her or him. You know,
how much
great.
Are they paying?
I have no idea. Are you considering it?
Well, just the monster hunting job, you know.
I would do it, but I have scuba gear ready to go. So if I see
then
Nessie,
you're ready to dive in.
I'm ready to dive in and make friends with him or her.
Smart. See, yeah. I reckon they wouldn't have thought of that.
If you've watched The Water Horse, you'll know what I know.
That's the sort of initiative that the Loch Ness, you know, research department.
Institute, whatever.
Institute slash cafe slash gift shop needs. Exactly you.
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Now, there could be some big changes on the horizon for our Newcastle Jets club. Apparently, three former Newcastle Jets players have emerged as potential candidates to take the reins of the A-League side if head coach Rob Stanton actually parts ways with the club.
This is huge, right?
Now, there has been quite a few rumours going around that, you know... the head coach is going to step down. He did sign a 2-year extension for his contract before Christmas.
That. Yeah.
But it kind of looks like he's unlikely to continue on with this and might just, you know, just depart at the end of the season after an impasse with the club's management team as well.
So, the end of this season, that'll only be... he won't be at his full 2 years, will he?
No. So in December, he signed...
It'll be only 1 year, right?
Technically, yeah. So, he would have only served half,
Does he get paid for the 2 years?
I don't think so. I don't know how exactly what's in the fine print there. But, you know, he wouldn't be paid for the entire contract. It's not like he's paid in advance, I don't think. But it's also assumed that assistant coach and also the general manager of the football squad as well is going to depart at the end of the season.
Jeez.
So it looks like they're going to need quite the contingency plan to keep, you know, your coaches and your management staff running. So apparently in the works could be former Socceroos captain Mark Milligan, Jets championship winning defender Adam Griffiths, and also former club captain Ruben Zadkovic have been contacted allegedly to gauge their interest in the position if it becomes available.
What about your dad?
Well, here's what I mean. I think they're missing a fourth man.
Yeah.
And that fourth man as head coach or assistant coach, but mainly head coach or general manager, could be my dad.
So
Lino Gatti, let's go. Come on, Jets.
I think it's the solution.
That's what
With
I think
absolutely
so too.
No knowledge of soccer, I think it's the solution.
He has over 30 years' experience as being a coach or a technical director.
When I said no knowledge, I meant I have no knowledge.
Yeah, you have no knowledge.
He's got plenty of knowledge.
Yeah.
But I know that because you've told me.
Yeah, left of knowledge. So, yeah, that's what I think
sort
the Jets should do. Contact my dad. You know how to get a hold of him.
They've got his number?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm sure you could look it up or contact me or contact Walls End FC to get his number.
Okay, there's several
Seriously.
Options.
He needs this.
He does.
He could do so many good things with the squad, man.
He could take it to the next level, you reckon?
I think so.
You think he could bring home the big trophy?
Maybe not the big trophy, but I reckon we could get in the top five at least.
Oh, I've got to be more ambitious than that, Ari.
But it takes a couple of seasons to develop this. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know your stuff more than me.
UFM.
De Novos.
Time for Scam Watch.
Ooh.
In our area as well.
Oh, no.
So this is... just terrible. The first one, honestly, it's kind of gross in a way. So I'm not going to name the family or anything, even though it's all over the news, because I don't want to, like, bring up anything unnecessary. But I'm just going to give you the gist of the story.
Okay.
This poor family from the Hunter. basically, their daughter passed away from leukemia.
This kid. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Now, that was about a year ago.
Mm.
But what these awful scammers have been doing is creating these, like, fake Facebook groups...
Mm-hmm.
asking for money to support the family in this hard time.
Oh, come on.
Isn't that the lowest of low of all things you could do? Because the community genuinely gets behind them because
yes.
they go, oh, my God, my heart goes out to you. I can't imagine your situation you're going through. Of course I'm going to, you know, dig deep and give you some money.
Of course, because you're trying to do the right thing and support others, especially going through a tough time. I mean, there's one thing to put out a toll scam where you get, like, those,
yeah.
you know, wonky link text messages.
Oh, and then you've there's been through another. The toll roads. This is on another level because it is preying on, you know, people's common decency.
And grief.
And empathy.
Mm.
And you're preying on that. Awful scam number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how about this one? A guy has been arrested out at the bay, out at Nelson Bay, taken to Nelson Bay Police Station.
Ooh.
Because he was charged with 31 counts of dishonesty to obtain financial advantage. Essentially what he was doing was a holiday rental scam. He fleeced people out of more than $500,000.
Oh, my God, altogether?
Yeah, so... I think the essence of it, and this is purely guesswork from what I can understand from the news story, is that he would say, oh, yeah, you got to pay, you know, to secure your holiday rental out at the bay somewhere.
I think that's a standard procedure,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, you got to pay usually a deposit or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's getting them to pay the full amount,
oh my God.
And then there's no place to stay. So they turn up, it's not there, or it's the wrong address, or he's just used photos off the internet.
He got what's coming to him.
Thank God this guy has been arrested. I mean, it's all alleged at this point, but God, that's the sort of thing that is also terrible because people save up a lot of money for their holidays.
Absolutely.
It's hard-earned cash, you know, the kids are all excited, mm. you want to go off there, and then mm. suddenly you find out the place doesn't exist and your money's gone.
Just terrible.
You got to stick with the proper booking sites is the lesson there because otherwise you end up with fraudsters like that taking the whole lot.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, Ari, over the weekend, it was so, so hot, right?
Yeah. Oh!
The whole place.
Shake your maracas!
It Sorry. Was not only was it hot, it was hot wind. It was sticky.
Unsettling.
Everyone was trying to find a way to cool down.
If you were not at the beach, you were hopefully in air conditioning.
Yeah, kids were sticking their heads in freezers. You know, just anything and everything to cool down.
Pretty much.
Fans sold out everywhere. One bloke, though, out at Maitland, he just had an idea. Popped into his head.
Okay.
And he said, look, today's the day. It's very, very hot.
Mm.
Goes down to the council building... And jumps in the little fountain out the front and there's footage of it and it's hilarious.
God, how big is the fountain?
Big enough to sort of swim in.
Oh, my goodness. So what is he doing? Does he have like a little float?
Yeah, he gets in. It looks pre-planned because he doesn't have a shirt on.
Okay.
And he's gotten in there. He's on his back. He's doing little, like swimming around, doing backstroke. Letting the water fall on his head. He is loving life, and it's the most Maitland thing I've ever seen, and I love it.
It's come down to the point of, look, I don't have a pool.
I don't
really want to stand in my shower like under cold water for 20 minutes.
You got to pay a lot of money for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So why not use council's facilities and don't pay for them?
And to be fair, there's no sign I could see saying no swimming.
Oh, yeah. So how are you supposed to know?
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah,
that is a good way of thinking it. How are you supposed to know? It's not hurting anyone.
No. It's actually very funny.
I actually think it should be like allowed on... You know how in schools, when it gets over 37 or something, they send you home?
I thought it was 40.
Or 40, mate.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I reckon if it's over that, if it's over 40... You should be allowed to swim in anything that like any kind of pond
you want.
Any kind of fountain pond, etc. And especially the council ones because we pay for them with our ratepayer money.
I mean, like at Civic Park, right? You've got that big fountain there.
Yeah.
Like people have gotten in trouble for jumping in that.
I don't think you should get in trouble if it's that hot.
No, I agree.
Think there should be a thermometer next to it. Once it reaches a certain point, rules are off.
Yes. Everyone starts stripping. It's time to get in the Civic Park pond.
Not for me, for anyone who wants to.
I've always wanted to swim in the Civic Park.
Really?
Pond. Yes. Because it's an active rebellion. It's an active, oh my gosh, look at this big body of water in the middle of a big park.
I feel like in our position here, we could arrange that.
You reckon?
I think it's possible. Get a
special carriage?
Special exemption to get you to have a swim in that pond, because I think you deserve it.
Nice. How about they clean it first, then I'll consider it.
Well, I don't know. That might be a bit harder.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Have you heard about this Peruvian fisherman that was found after 95 days lost at sea?
I think I read a headline somewhere, but I thought it was just, you know, a bunch of codswallop.
So he had enough, he packed enough food for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which is obviously nowhere near enough. He was able to collect rainwater off the little, there's a tiny bit of roof on his boat, and he was able to drink that, because obviously water is the main thing that you run out of quickly.
And need to survive. After 3 days, I think you can't have water. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So he's able to collect just enough to survive. He ate cockroaches, birds, and even a turtle at one point to survive.
Oh, poor turtle.
Well, yeah, but also this poor guy, 95 days at sea.
That's a lot.
You got to you catch what you eat and eat what you catch. Absolutely terrifying. His brother was there when he arrived back at land. Can you imagine the embrace and the nervousness and everything else? 61 years of age well.
You would think, though, being at sea, you'd be able to catch, some salmon or some cod or some anchovies, right?
Well, that's the ideal situation, but often fishing is really hard, and especially if you've got no bait or anything. The last 15 days, he ate nothing. What an extraordinary human.
That's insane.
The will to survive is absolutely amazing, and this guy is the essence of it.
Ultimate survivor. Bear Grylls, look out.
Well, exactly. So after 10 days in, he was pretty much out of the food that he had packed originally.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, just an extraordinary story that he survived. Amazing, amazing rescue. Incredible.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Okay, so now, though, I want to tell you about this dilemma that this poor woman and mother of two-to-be is going through. It's quite funny, and it just gets better and better. So she, this mum of two, nearly a mum of two, she's currently pregnant with her second child. She's taken to Reddit to ask people for a bit of feedback and a bit of help in her relationship with her husband.
Okay.
So she's shared their situation on this thread and says that her husband is planning to use his paternity leave, which, Kriva, you've gone through paternity leave yourself.
Yes, I have. Yep.
Not too long ago, to catch up on some me time and play golf. Right? Gets better. So, being the second child that she's having, dear, he does have some experience with the fact that newborns obviously aren't easy, but he's not backing down from his plans. She says, am I the worst person for telling him that he's being selfish for telling me that he's going to be golfing all the time because he needs the paternity leave to give himself a reset? We both work full-time, have a four-year-old boy. I take work off if their son has things on, is sick, or the school is closed. I have limited time of PTO. He has unlimited.
Oh, my God.
That's where it gets better. So, that's already left a foul taste in my mouth, but that's thrown me over the edge.
Because he's saying, basically, you look after the newborn. I'm going to go out and play some golf. That isn't the sort of thing that you want from, a parent, is it?
No.
You want them pretty involved. It's a very busy time, a lot happening.
I just think that that's also not fair. The woman's had to do, all the physical hard work here.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know what? She'd be the most tired
You would think so.
Right.
You would think so.
Give her some help. Don't be going off for hours a day because, I have a partner who plays golf, right?
You're a golf wag, aren't you?
Well, I think I eventually will be, yeah. Because he does it all the time, as much as what he can. Anyway, If he was in a hypothetical situation
like this,
spending like what 12 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is,
playing golf,
golf nearly every day, and golf is a long game.
Yeah,
it goes for hours, and then you're having lunch, and then you're having pints at the bar at the golf
afterwards.
Club, and then catching up with mates, whatever. You're gone for what feels
most
like
of a day.
Yeah, at least half, 3/4 of the day. And what, like your wife's meant to be at home with both the kids, one being a newborn. Oh, my God.
You'd be upset?
Oh, I'd be livid. So, no, she is not the bad person for asking him for, you know, not to do all
the
golfing all the time.
It's so absurd.
Just help your partner out. Don't be selfish.
It's an absolute minimum.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This is so wholesome. A Hunter Valley woman last year developed what she calls Howdy. It's an app. A dating app, rather, for those looking for love in all parts of Australia, rurally, in the city, but mainly rurally.
It's a cowboy and cowgirl dating app, isn't it?
Technically, yes it is, because Mia, the founder of it, is a cowgirl herself, and a great one from the Hunter Valley. So, rural or regional Australia, and those ready to find love in the bush, this is the app for you. We're talking no swiping. It's Australia-wide radius, a search function and instant matches for those who are truly compatible. So this is really cool. This is the features, right?
Oh, my God.
If you want your country fairy tale, also if you're in the city, this also can be for you. You've got, like, new custom-built profiles. So basically, if you invest a little bit of money into it, it becomes like filtering like through TV shows like Maths and The Bachelor, right? So
what makes it better? Is it because it's like only for people that want true love in the country?
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So you'll kick things off with like a 30-minute Zoom session. We'll help you choose the perfect picture, share a bit more about yourself. Plus, you'll get check-ins from top-notch advice on matches and chatting and all that type of thing. So if you want some help on icebreakers,
yeah,
how to find someone that's more catered to you and what you want out of a relationship, this is actually going to help you. It's not for a TV show. It's literally if I wants a wife slash husband, but in real life.
It's more customised by the sounds of it, and they give you a bit of advice if you're a bit hopeless when in the, you know, love area.
Well, this is really cool. It's the first ever in the dating world. They've developed a search function where when you're on the app, you can actually search by first or surname, and the search is Australia-wide. It can be utilised for a number of reasons. So, you know,
why,
it's interesting.
Why would you need to search by name? Do you only date people called Nick or something? Is
no,
that what it's
like
for?
Just in case, like, you wanted to find someone who was like, oh, like, I've heard about this guy through, like, the Cessnock show or the Maitland show or whatever.
How gossipy is that?
I love it. You can use their icebreakers. You know, it's a whole thing. But how good, though? Australia-wide. You can search for your special someone.
A function where you can pick what brand of ute they drive?
Oh, my God. I reckon they would
they
if you asked
that.
Them.
You know what? I only date Holden ute drivers or only date Hilux drivers.
You probably could. I have no idea.
Do they help you pick what type of fish you should include in the photo that you're holding?
Well, I'm sure during one of your sessions with, like, the expert or whoever is on the other
They'll
end of this
advise
app,
you.
We'll just be like, don't use the fish, mate. Do something else that shows a bit more of your personality. Maybe like half of a fish,
or
but the other one's like with you smiling and doing something fun.
Like riding a horse or something?
Actually, all the photos promoting this app have people on horses. I'm all for it. Honestly, if I wasn't with my gorgeous boyfriend, Will, I would be doing this because I want to move to the country with a cowboy.
What's the famous song? Save a horse, ride a cowboy? Is that the one?
Something
I
like
think
that.
It's like,
yeah.
That, it should be the headline for this app.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Oh, that's right. This is your chance to win here this morning, and win indeed. We've got a family ticket to play mini golf at Rippert Golf.
Yes.
Plus in the draw for tickets to Divine Folly Anui, which is this incredible cabaret show, all a part of the Newcastle Fringe Festival. Let's meet our contestant who wants to play Name 5 today.
Yeah, let's do it. Out to Adamstown. Good morning, Reese. How you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? Good, thank you.
Oh, you sound primed, ready to go. What are you doing for your Wednesday?
I'm just about to get ready for work. Just took the dog for a walk. Yeah.
What type of dog do you have?
I've got a chocolate labradoodle.
Oh, what's his name or her name?
Olive is her name.
Oh my God, that is beautiful.
That is very nice.
Can we just give me the prize?
We're both playing today.
Oh, nice. You and the dog? I love that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. So, you know how the game works. You get 10 seconds on the clock. You got to name five things from the category we give you, all right?
Yeah, perfect. Sounds good.
You got this. Up for grabs, the mini golf. Fingers crossed you can win it because everyone loves a dog story.
Yes.
That ends well, doesn't it? Okay, so you've got 10 seconds on the clock to name five things with four wheels. Go.
Car. Monster truck, boat.
No, not boat.
Maybe trailer could have been one of them. Like trailer,
possibly skateboard, trolley.
Yeah, trolley would have been a good one.
We would have taken truck.
There's all good damn.
You know what? We're still going to put you in the draw for the cabaret tickets to Divine Folly and Yui just for coming on the air. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Reese. Oh, what a good sport.
You know what? He still wins. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he has a chocolate labradoodle.
That is true.
Absolutely.
He's already a local winner here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And Ari, you know that one of my biggest areas of interest and passion
is usually food.
Is fashion.
Usually not.
Oy.
You like talking about it.
I certainly do.
You just don't rock, you know, the big heels and, you know, the Louis Vuitton bags and stuff.
Well, no, but I rock the equivalent in men's fashion.
Yeah, the Target t-shirts.
Why, yeah.
Hey, I wear Shein.
I'll have you know some of them are Kmart.
Okay. Splurge in their big spender. Anyway, yeah.
So, we've got a great local fashion story because in Nui next month, the Couture Festival, the Conscious Couture Festival is happening.
This sounds interesting. I've never heard of it before, though.
Yeah, well, you're not in the fashion world like
I
am.
No, I'm not.
See, that's all I'm trying to fill you in.
Okay,
help you
continue.
Out here. So, they basically make all sorts of outfits from kind of recycled things.
Okay, into this.
And they're looking for some help from you, actually, as the listener, because they're turning like old white t-shirts into this incredible gown / outfit.
Ooh.
And they need a few. They're short at the moment. So if you've got some, drop them off 437 Hunter Street. Or, you know, search for T-shirts needed Full Circle Collective or something like that. You'll find it online if you forget.
Yeah. Make sure they're clean, by the way, right?
Well, they said they don't... Obviously, washed is preferred, but they don't... Doesn't matter if they've got marks on them or a rip or something like that. So if you sort of got one in the, maybe I just use that for a bit of garden work or something pile, you can drop it off 437 Hunter Street because this is... You're contributing to recycling.
Mm.
You're contributing to art. And you're contributing most of all to fashion, which is one of the most important things you can do in life.
Yeah, well, I don't know about you, but I've, I guess, hand-stitched a couple of, you know, pieces together back in the day from old clothes.
So
it is doable and it works.
Yeah, that's right. You too can make a beautiful gown out of your old white shirts.
Oh, maybe I should go and help. That'd be fun.
You should. If you've got the skills, finally you could contribute to a bit of fashion around here.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike me, who does it all the time.
Good morning.
Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Stockland Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au.
Right now in Rutherford, it's 21 degrees.
And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. 105.3 New FM.
It's New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Owen Brown and I am 11 years old in Year 6 at Mainland Public School and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. In today's weather forecast, it's a beautiful autumn day, mostly sunny, within tops of 28 degrees. Right now in Raymond Terrace, it's 22 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh my God.
That was so good.
You know what? I think we were sort of working out, you know, how many Weather Whiz Kids there'd been over the journey.
Yes.
There was a lot. Yeah. A lot I've seen. That was the most enthusiastic and exciting read I have ever heard.
Yes.
Congratulations. You should be very proud of that.
I like how you put your own spin on things. That's very interesting. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally that doesn't happen. Now, we've got to ask you a little bit about your interests.
Yeah, okay.
I believe you're into cooking.
Oh, yes, I am. Definitely cooking.
First of all, is there something you like to cook, a favourite dish?
So I love to cook spaghetti bolognese because it's just so good with the Italian, like, seasoning.
It is.
And do you have a favourite celebrity chef?
Oh, yes. Definitely Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a character. Much like yourself, only you're nicer, I think.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And you swear less, which is good.
So good. Well, congratulations, Owen. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kidswell Playland Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day as well. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au, and if you would like your child to be our next Weather Whiz kid, of course you can jump online and register at newfm.com.au.
Well done. As simple as that. Now, before we go, I believe you've got a couple of shout-outs you want to do. Someone you want to shout out.
Definitely.
Who is that?
So I love to shout out to my neighbours, Beck and Mia, because they are just super supporters. But I also like to shout out to my teachers, Mr. Davis and Miss Kent, but also my favourite best friend ever, Miller Rowe.
Hey. Oh, beautiful. I'm sure they'll appreciate
list of shout-outs there. One more thing we've got to talk about is music.
Oh.
Because I believe that you play an instrument. What is it?
So I play the tenor drum and mainly drum for the Maitland Pipes and Drums Band, which is in Maitland. And my next performance is at Steamfest all the way in Maitland.
I love that.
Steamfest is great too.
A little plug in there too. You have a future in media. Well done.
Yes, you do.
You've done a great job. You should be very proud. And as Ari said, make sure you register now if you want to be the next Weather Whiz kid.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Bit of fun for me this week. On Friday night, I'm heading down to Sydney. To Western Sydney, which is where my older brother and my sister-in-law live. I haven't seen them for a while and I'm very much looking forward to seeing them. We're all going down as a family. Now, the thing is, it's for Sarah's birthday. Now, Miss Sarah is turning 30, so a bit of a milestone in a way.
For sure.
And we're going out for, like, this, I guess, brewery dinner. So it's a...
Is this, like, one of those craft brewing places, is
it? Yeah, but it's, like, with an American barbecue restaurant attached to it. And
I would enjoy that. I would enjoy that.
It seems okay. Like, I'm looking forward to, like, a different type of atmosphere, different vibe and things, and we've got, like, 15 people coming. So it's, like, it's a nice group. Thing is, though, I don't know what to do about getting her something because I figured, look, we're all travelling down 2 hours there and back on a Friday night. We're going out for dinner, we're buying drinks, we're doing this, that and the other, making a cake for her. So I'm thinking, well, that's a lot. I think I don't have to buy her a birthday present.
I'm sorry. What age is she turning again?
30. Like, she can get a card.
No, milestone birthday. You are so wrong on this.
No, I think it's fair because she's asking us to come down and, like, spend a good amount of time with her. Go out for dinner, do all that stuff, and we'll be buying her drinks all night and whatever. So, like, I figured that pays for itself, right?
Listen to you. How many tickets on yourself do you have? Oh, my gift is me being there.
Well,
gift
is the presence of people, isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
It's her 30th birthday of your sister-in-law. Get her a gift of some sort.
I feel like her friends should get her a gift because they live in Sydney. I don't.
So you think because going down there,
I'll
that's
give her
enough.
A bottle of wine or something like that. We can share a bottle of wine.
Just you buying it at the restaurant, that's not the same. You've got to get her a gift. And it's a 30th birthday as well. Something nice. Don't stinge out like your stingy Ari does.
Oi, come off it.
Buy her something nice.
You
okay.
know what I've also bought?
What?
Cowboy boots. For myself to wear.
It's themed, man.
Oh. So, like, I had to get stuff for it.
This has actually annoyed me so much.
49674105, okay? Help us out here. Crevo is livid at me right now. Should I still buy my sister-in-law a birthday present? Even though we're travelling down to see her, spending a lot of time with her, buying her dinner, buying her drinks, whatever.
The question you're asking is, can you get away with not buying her one?
And you're that too.
That is so wrong. You've got to buy her something. Here's a minimum, right?
Okay.
Beautiful bunch of flowers, a glasshouse candle, and some chocolates at a minimum.
No.
A 30th birthday? Come on.
Mate, she buys me Temu gifts.
Yeah, you know what?
Not even.
You're not right by being wrong.
Oh.
You don't do the right thing by doing the wrong thing.
I just think that it's fair, to be honest. And they've got too much stuff in the house anyway, so what's the point?
You've got to buy them something nice. It's her 30th. How about some new AirPods or something like that?
Oh, she doesn't use those.
How do you know? Yeah, because she doesn't have any. Because she needs them, right? That's a great gift.
She doesn't really listen to music.
How could you possibly know that?
Yeah, because I know her really
She doesn't
well.
Have headphones. That's why. Don't they have dogs get them
she
something nice
husband.
For the dog? Oh, my God. I can't believe I actually got
Oh, wait. I am bringing her olives from the Newcastle City Farmers Market.
Didn't your mum make you buy those?
Yes.
Doesn't count for anything. Buy her a gift, you stinge. Anyway, let's let our fair town here of Newcastle decide. So we go to the phones. Thornton, Matt, what do you think?
Well, it's not really a present, but you just go along and then just slip them $100. $200 if you really like them.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Everything.
I think Ari just everything. Clenched up a bit there.
Oh, God, I'm not giving it that much. Come on now. Yeah.
You don't really like her.
No, I do. No, she's good. She's 100's
a minimum, right, Matt?
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
What I would have thought. God, there we go.
I'll just buy her a bottle of wine for $9. That'll do.
You're extraordinary. The more I learn about you.
It's funny. Okay, to Elmore Vale now with Michelle. Good morning. Do you think I should still buy my sister-in-law a birthday present?
Of course you do.
Thank you,
What
Michelle.
Do I get her, Michelle? What do I do?
Okay, I'm going to add to Crevo's. What you're going to get her is a bunch of flowers, a glasshouse candle, a box of chocolates, and a bottle of wine, which you will not be sharing with her on the night. It'll be a bottle of wine that she can take home and have a good drink and a relax and a bath with some chocolates, all that kind of stuff. And she can remember you and go, you know what? My sister-in-law, Ari, is the best sister-in-law. Look at these lovely things she gave me. Instead of her going home and going, I can't believe that. Beep.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Michelle.
Thank you,
you
Michelle.
Make a good point.
Thank you, Michelle.
That's funny.
So far, 100% of callers are saying don't buy a gift. You need to buy a gift.
Maybe they should buy her a gift.
Well,
if they seem to like her more than I do, apparently.
If they were their sister-in-law, it seems like they would. All right, let's wrap it up, shall we?
Yeah, to Pete in Maitland. Good morning, Pete. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, well. Pete.
Mate, I reckon this is a kill two birds with the one stone scenario. Look after one of your sponsors, buy her a $100 gift voucher at the Endeavour restaurant, and happy days.
Pete, do you own the Endeavour restaurant?
Yeah, I live close there. Yeah.
So you drive past it all the time, and he goes, oh, they're always talking about it. And you know what? That's a good idea.
That is a very good idea.
Buy something from one of our advertisers,
You know what,
Ari.
Though? They'd what? Have to come up here, stay the night at our house, and we'd have to look after the dogs. So that doesn't work
so
either.
So maybe that one's not quite right. But maybe one of our other sponsors.
Yeah.
I hear National Tiles on all the time. Maybe you could buy them a box of tiles.
Let's do that.
That's a possibility, isn't it? $100 worth of tiles. I think we've finally sorted it.
Okay.
In the new FM quarter floor, you need to borrow a gift. Go
Damn
out there
it.
And buy something before the weekend, you cheapo.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
As soon as I came home from work yesterday, Crevo, I was put to work. Rather, I put my dad to work. So I had to be Dad's panel beater apprentice yesterday because we were fixing like this big like dent in the corner of one of his mate's bumper bars, right? It's on this like big Holden station wagon.
It's a friend's car, yeah?
Technically, yeah. Dad knows him, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what we had to do, we had to use a heating gun, like an industrial heating gun, right? And we had to literally, from the inside, pop the panel out, right?
So, once you did that,
yep.
Was there damage to the paint?
No damage at all.
So it looked good as new?
Pretty much, yes.
That is impressive.
It is. It was probably the size of a soccer ball, the dent.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were able to get that back to looking brand new?
Yep. Dad's taught me everything I know. But the thing is... I have to kind of guide Dad. I have to be like his operations manager, right? So I'm like, okay, first things first, there's bird poop all over the car. You need to clean this car up. I'm washing it first of all, right? Then, Dad, you're going to wash it after. And then we're just going to see how it turns out and see if we can get like looking like new.
So do you guys, how much do you get paid for this service?
Not a thing.
Gaddy gang.
Gaddy and daughter.
Gaddy and daughter. What is it? Panel beating and spray painting?
Yeah.
This should be a business. You should have this as a side hustle. You're so good at it. You've done two repairs as far as I know.
Yeah, we've done a couple more. But yeah, it's certainly becoming a skill. So I'm his apprentice, but I'm also kind of his boss at the same time. Like, Dad, you need a break. Take a tenner.
When the apprentice becomes the master. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's really good. Dad should get his, what did he call it? Because he had a business back in the day.
ABN?
Licensing ABN or something?
Yeah, has he got to get his license reactivated or something?
No, maybe? I don't know.
Or ABN reactivated.
ABN. Oh, so yeah, maybe he should do that.
Yeah, and you guys could make some serious cash.
Yeah,
big
could.
Money in panel beating.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep you up to date on all that.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, a bit of a situation at the Mayfield Cottage.
Okay, what's going on at your house?
So, at the moment, Esme having a little trouble sleeping. Not too bad, but she is starting to climb up the side of the cot.
Ooh, becoming like a little rug rat.
Oh, my God, in what I'm calling a cotuation. So the cot has, like, different configurations. You've got the bars on the side to stop the normal escape.
Okay.
But the bed level can be lowered down so that the bars become taller, effectively.
So as they grow up a little bit more?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So you have a few configuration options. You can take one side off with the bars low, with the bars taller, so that they can sort of climb out of bed onto the floor.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The other option, which is not allowed, is the bars taken off, but the bed at the higher level.
Oh, yeah.
So the reason it's allowed is it makes the cot unstable.
Yeah.
Because there's not, like, it needs that side when the bed's higher up.
Of course.
However, if you go on this website, an engineer has, like, hacked the design.
Uh-oh.
And tells you how to, like, increase, like, make it strong still, basically. How to reinforce it. So we originally had bed higher level with the bars on all sides.
Yeah.
Start sort of climbing up the sides.
Ooh.
So Emmy said, what if we take the side off and then she can just sort of climb onto the bed instead, like the main bed in our bedroom.
So put it like directly next to the side of your bed.
Yes, up against the side of it. Anyway, so I was like, okay, fine. So I take off the side. I follow these complicated instructions. Took me nearly 2 hours because we had to had to find like these extra parts that they tell you to put on it so that it becomes stable. You've got to have this thing safe, yeah?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I'm going through the shed, like rifling through buckets of like screws and things, trying to find the exact size. The washers wouldn't fit. Nothing worked. Anyway, finally, nearly 2 hours later, I got it done. I was like, finally, this job is done. I washed my hands of this thing. How about that? Emmy completely unimpressed.
Why?
Well, because as soon as she was like, oh, let's try it, put Esme in, she just climbed over the side anyway. So she was just like, I'm going to get out of this thing, hell or high water. Next stage we go to, she goes like, right, let's put that wall back on, the one that you just spent ages engineering and taking off. Fine, all right, I'll put it back on. Then she says, oh, no, that's not going to work either. Let's try it at the lower level. This cot has been through. Well, it's not her fault. The baby just wants to climb out whatever the situation is. The cot's been through every single iteration. I feel like I've done 20 IKEA projects in 24 hours.
I think you just need to get her, like, this massive, like, dog pen. Get her one of those because your daughter's a master escape artist, mate.
Oh, it seems like it. I don't know what. She's almost out so many times. It doesn't matter what I do. I don't think there's any solution to it. And valet to my sleep. And may I sleep maybe once in about 20 years' time is all I'm hoping for at this point.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And the rental crisis is for real.
It is.
You've been looking at rentals around our area. It's so expensive, right?
Yeah, it is. That's why if you can, move out with someone.
That is good advice. Find housemates, that sort of thing.
People you trust. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
That is important too. But do it in a safe way because how about this for a story? And I saw this on A Current Affair. a one-bedroom place divided into seven different areas for seven people.
That's disgraceful. That'd be tiny. How do they get away with that?
Well, good question. I don't think they've done it in sort of the right way. Have a listen to this clip from the show.
One bedroom, one bathroom.
Cue dramatic
seven
music.
Tenants. That's a garage.
That's a garage.
And how many people are living in that garage?
Three people live in there. Two in one side, one in the other side.
Are you the worst landlord in Australia, Amy? It may appear
no answer.
Fence perfect, but this humble abode is full of secrets. A phony front door, dummy walls, and tenants that aren't to be seen or heard.
Oh. What happens if there's a fire here, Amy?
No fire.
There you go. At least you said there's no fire.
But, oh,
God, how terrifying is that?
That's awful. And it's so uncomfortable.
And just so, like, unfair to the people that have to live under those conditions. Apparently $250 a week as well.
What a joke.
Which is absurd for not really, you know, sufficient service in any way, shape or form.
No.
Something needs to be done to try and make rent cheaper or at least help people who are in such a, like, vulnerable position, I guess. Because it's a hazard waiting to happen. It's unsafe when you've got that many people in such a tiny place.
Yeah.
Fire risk is just one of the things that could go wrong.
I'd rather a treehouse.
Well, at least you'd have your own place then. Yeah. Your own space and a good view.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And the Novos.
So our good friend Jackie, and also one of our great newsreaders here in the newsroom at New FM, Jackie is the gift that keeps on giving because she's been sharing her tales about her recent move, I guess, to say. Like, she just moved out of home for the first time, in with a couple of friends.
Off to Stockton. So she wanted to be a bit closer to the action.
Which is fair enough.
And, you know, being young, when you first move out of home, it's very exciting.
It's exciting. It's scary. It's a weird experience because you realise things that you never realised before. Like, you know, oh, damn, I have to go buy toilet paper and, cleaning supplies.
Glad wrap.
Cheese.
She went to wrap something. Oh, we don't have Glad wrap.
Yeah,
We don't have paper towel. All the basics that
pans
at home.
Yep.
They're just, you move into a new house, there's nothing there.
Exactly. You didn't obviously bring everything with you. Things like a can opener. I didn't have a can opener when I first moved out. I was like, I need a can opener.
Can't open this can.
Ridiculous, right? Anyway, so one of the stories that she did share with us off air was the fact that I think the day of or the day after or something, they all moved in together. Everything's unpacked, getting ready to live life there, I guess. And then they realise that they don't have any pans to, put in the oven to cook things on.
Baking trays.
That's right.
Had none of them.
Exactly. So one of her housemates actually got a piece of cardboard and put some chicken tenders on the cardboard, put it in the oven. Not good.
That is not a bake-safe option.
It is not, no.
Smoke starts billowing out. The whole place stinks because cardboard, it's pretty flammable.
I was going to say, it's not anti-fire.
Not at all. And, of course, what a disaster. The whole place, pretty much day one, stinks of smoke because you decided to cook on cardboard.
Mm.
Ridiculous. Mm. How dumb.
Well, look, and it's okay. You're allowed to make those mistakes.
That's
like,
right.
First time moving out of home or, look, you're still young, you've moved out of home, whatever, you're allowed to make dumb mistakes.
Yeah, and look, to be fair, it didn't catch fire.
No, so everyone's
safe, which is the main thing. Mm. But when you first move out of home, sometimes you make dumb decisions or do dumb things. Mm. I've got a couple that come to mind.
Oh, please.
So one of the first houses I moved into, my housemates got there a little bit before me.
Mm-hmm.
So a while before, and they're like, oh, we need a fridge. They found one for free on Gumtree. They're like, oh, brilliant. I went there, it's working, all good. The only condition was you had to get it down four flights of stairs, and it was a big, heavy fridge from the 80s.
Oh, no thank you.
It took them 3 hours to get it down.
Oh, my God.
They get it down and realise it won't fit in the car they brought.
Oh, my God.
So now they just have a fridge at the front of someone's house. And of course, they're like watching him, like, these idiots, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Free off Gumtree, but terms and conditions apply.
Idiots.
I had to go to Bunnings and rent a trailer and then come back and get the fridge. It took them most of a day.
That's hilarious.
To get a free fridge.
Oh, my God.
So silly. Another one that comes to mind, when I went to uni, there was like a communal kitchen.
Mm.
Someone had just moved, like a no life experience. Metal tray of food in the microwave. Sparks going everywhere. It auto caught, like they called the fire brigade. It was a total nightmare.
Dipstick.
Yeah. But it's just, you're just, I guess, bewildered in a way. You're new, out of home.
Mm.
You've got some life experience, but not the correct life experience.
True.
This is what we want to do. 4967-4105. What went wrong when you first moved out of home? Or maybe it was your housemates or your cousin or siblings, whatever. When you first moved into that new place, what went wrong? What were the mistakes you made early on? Or maybe it was the choice of place you moved into. It was just totally, there were terrible housemates or something. It was way worse than you thought, that kind of thing.
Quite a few of those.
All right, let's find Newcastle stories on this. In Maitland, Alicia, what happened with you?
Oh, good morning. Back a long time ago when my sister was 18 and I was 20, we moved out to our first house together in central Maitland near a very popular pub at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably around 2 a.m. on this particular morning and we must have left the front light on. There was a knock on the door and there was a man standing there, face covered in blood. And he asked us if he could come in and rinse his face off because he'd just been in a fight, and us being the silly young women that we were back in the day, we went, yeah, okay, of course you can. Let him in.
Oh, my God, was everything all right?
Everything ended up being fine. We sat on the lounge and then kind of reflected and went, probably not the best decision we've ever made.
Oh,
but
my God.
He did just rinse himself off and then he left.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, that was lucky.
Yeah, I mean...
That was very lucky.
Very lucky indeed. I think you wouldn't leave the light on next time. Or maybe you just go, hoses over there, mate.
You
know, front garden hose. No need to open the door in that situation.
Good idea. Oof. Okay, to Toronto now with Cassie. Good morning. What's your story, Cassie?
Morning, guys. So I got approved for my first house on my 18th birthday. It was all very exciting.
Oh.
And from that, being so young, obviously I knew a lot of people because I worked in a social environment, so I got a lot of things gifted to me, you know, like lounge, cabinets, things for the kitchen, microwave.
Right. Yeah.
I got really lucky with the community and friends that I had, and I had somebody gift me a little bar fridge, and I was like, that's awesome, it'll fit in this tiny little spot in the unit that I was in. I didn't know that bar fridges aren't as cold as normal fridges.
Ah, so what happened?
Cold meat, dairy products, chicken. And I wasn't aware of this until I had already consumed the food and gotten quite sick from the food.
Oh, jeez. Everything went bad. And you just, this is one of the life lessons, isn't it, along the way that you learn.
Mm.
As someone young moving out for the first time, don't use cardboard as an oven tray. Make sure your food's cold enough and don't let strangers come in randomly into the house.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
What's on for the rest of your day today, Ari?
Wednesday, Will Day.
Oh, how nice. You're going to go over there. Any special plans, any dates, anything like that?
No, I kind of feel like I want to go bowling, though, for some reason.
Where would you go? What's your normal?
I haven't been bowling in years. So probably I would go over to Dull Boys Social Co., which is over at Warners Bay.
Warners Bay. Mm. Yeah, that is a nice venue there. Mm. So enjoy that tonight.
Maybe.
Sounds great.
Yeah, we'll see. If not, we might just play a game at home.
Like bowling?
Like Scrabble or whatever. Maybe Monopoly. Something that doesn't cause a fight, maybe.
Yeah, so Monopoly. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. What about you? What are you doing?
I've a few bits and bobs around the house. We need to do some yard work. The hedge is getting out of control.
Oh, I know a professional who can come and do that for you.
Who's that?
My dad. He does the hedge every bloody week.
Does he?
Yeah.
You have to send me a photo of it. I love a good looking hedge.
All right.
Nicely trimmed
we'll
hedge. When he next does it,
get it.
Snap a pic.
Yeah, we'll do.
So I'll probably do that this afternoon. We've also got to award a prize.
Lovely.
We've got two tickets to Folly & Newey, Divine Folly & Newey, which is part of the Newcastle Fringe. Experience Australia's biggest little fringe program and tickets. Newcastlefringe.com.au. And congratulations. That goes to Cassie in Toronto.
Yeah, just had her on just then.
Yeah, that's it. We were talking about the silly things you do when you first move out of home. So well done, our latest local winner here at New FM.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the beautiful weather out there.
Oh,
it's
yes.
supposed to be nice and sunny, 28 the high, so a little last taste of summer, if you will. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.